Blog Talk Radio.
Cold world. South side. Can't get enough. Can't get enough. East side. West side. Worldwide. Ride out. Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats and the pens wet, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his glasses, make Wesley pay his taxes, then follow your moves all week on Twitter. Probably make a gay nigga reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't rap, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with a sick old vet chain. She calling, she texting, she's falling, but let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend skate, girl, cause a nigga don't play them X games. Nope. Straight sexing, no handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name, cause I really can't take no stressing. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy, but I'm signed to the rock, no time for the gossip. Bitch, put down them tabloids.
She said, I heard you got a main chick from the sisters and halls. You be up to no good and everybody know. My homegirl tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough for what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need it. Hey, globe, try to cold, hide to even wait out in London town. Whole time, cause they love my sound. And I got love for the underground. Quali, Pimp C, H-Town with Bungie down. Met a bad bitch that'll cut all night, that'll suck all night. You just cut off light. Almost missed my flight, trying to get my last little nut, alright. She be down for whatever, whenever I wanna get up in the gut, alright. Never fuss or fight, on the grind trying to find this headache. I love it when you give me head, I hate it when you give me headache.
She said, I heard you got a main chick on the sisters and hoes. You be up to no good and everybody knows. My homegirl tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough for what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need it. Hey, cold world, baby, ain't nothing sunny. I see him hating, but it ain't nothing to me. I'm from the veer where they bang for the money and carry 4-5s like chain 420. So what I look like, skirt? Them niggas over there look like nerds. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I beat the pussy up, that's a hook right there. That's a hook right there. That's a hook right there. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I beat the pussy up, that's a hook right there.
Said, I heard you got a main chick from the sisters and hoes. You be up to no good and everybody know. My homegirl tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough. Enough for what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that.
children by 11 women, unprotected sex, sneaking around, on your girlfriend with friends, females having children and spending the child support money on nonsense, children on medication, doing horrible in school, reality shows and video programs, video games, raising children while parents are partying and or doing drugs. When does the madness end? You have the power to stop the cycle of the deadbeat. Call into the show now, 347-989-0761. Well, tonight we are going to talk about deadbeats. We are allowing you, the caller, to call in some deadbeats. And tonight I am going to reveal, and this may offend some people may not understand it, but tonight I am going to reveal the top 10 athletes who are deadbeat dads. Now, you may have written to me and said, oh, you're wrong for promoting this, but like I said, I promote the deadbeat moms, and I also promote the deadbeat dads in my book, Deadbeat, Take Care of Your Damn Children. There's no shame in my game, but it is unbelievable that top 10 athletes who are making millions of dollars are behind in their child support. And I should say top 11 because now Dennis Rodman is on that list. But prior to me finding out about Dennis Rodman, I had already had the info from Total Pro Sports in honor of the recent Chris Bosh accusation made by his former girlfriend, Allison Mathis, that he is a deadbeat dad. I have the 10 top athletes who are deadbeats. Now, what is a deadbeat parent? Deadbeat is a term referring to parents of either gender that have been chosen not to be a financially supportive parent in their children's lives, primarily used in the United States and Canada. The gender-specific deadbeat dad and deadbeat mom are commonly used by the Child Support Agency to refer to men and women who have fathered or mothered a child and willingly failed to pay child support ordered by family law, court, or statutory agency such as the Child Support Agency. Now, I don't want to accuse just the men. So don't think this is a male bashing episode. But I'm going to talk about the 10 top athletes who are deadbeat dads because it's a shame. Now, a deadbeat dad is obviously someone who tries to avoid paying for child support. But I believe that it's more than just child support. You have to spend time with your child. You have to teach your child things. You have to take them places. You have to be involved with the development of your child. That's very important. So on the top of the list, we have Chris Bosh. Now, we don't know just yet if he is the prototypical deadbeat dad, but he is being accused by his former live-in girlfriend, Allison Mathis. So we hope Chris can pull through this because he is a great guy and probably means no harm. Number nine on the list is Willis McGee. Everyone probably remembers McGee most for his gruesome knee injury during the Fiesta Bowl, but Willis McGee makes the list for having three children with three different women in a short amount of time. And one of those women was married. Number eight is Glenn Anderson. Now, who would have thought an NHLer would have been on my list? But Glenn Anderson is most famous for winning 5 Stanley Cups with the Edmonton Oilers and another with the New York Rangers. He is represented Canada at the 1980 Olympic Games and represented Canada twice at the World Championships and the Canada Cup. Back in July 2002, Glenn Anderson faced jail time because he failed to pay child support in the amount of $112,000 owing to his then 12-year-old son. I would say Mike Tyson because he's crazy, but I'm not going to do that because he doesn't I'm not going to put him on the list as being a deadbeat dad, but I do have him on the list as being someone that treat women bad. So I consider him a deadbeat, but he's not a deadbeat dad. But even though he has four children from three different mothers, I mean, it's just a bit much. But he's not a deadbeat because he does take care of his kids, and I love what Mike is doing with his kids, but I don't like what he does to women or what he's known to do to women. So he's a deadbeat for treating women bad. Now, you may call in and say I'm wrong for saying these things, but I'm only going with the facts. Number six. Karl Malone. Now, most will remember Karl Malone for his illustrious basketball career with the Utah Jazz, but did you know that NFL tackle Demetrius Bell is an offspring of Karl Malone? Who would have guessed? Karl has never had any contact with Demetrius, whose mother had him at the age of 13 years old when Malone was a sophomore at Louisiana Tech. Now, when Bell was 18, Malone delivered a harsh message that, according to several reports, amounted to this, quote, "It's too late for me to be your father, and you'll earn your money on your own." So, Karl, you're a deadbeat. Evander Holyfield. Professional boxer Evander, the real deal Holyfield, had a career that most people could only dream of, with 42 wins, 10 losses, and 2 draws. Holyfield is reported to have at least 11 children with numerous women. Not bad for a guy who was at one time a born-again Christian. Number four, Kenny Anderson. Now, Kenny Anderson used to be a financial backer to an ex-partner of mine named Todd Montero, who passed away several years ago. So I only know good things about Kenny, but then when I found out that he was a deadbeat, I couldn't believe it. If it wasn't for, well, you know, he's remembered for holding out after he was traded to the Toronto Raptors. But they claim that he's a deadbeat dad. Now, you know, when a person takes you to court, that money has to come out your check. So it's kind of embarrassing to get requests for money, at your job. So can you imagine the NBA when they saw a court order that they had to release money? Anyway, Kenny Anderson is accused of stifling at least 5 of his 7 children since leaving the NBA. Now, 3 women with whom he has kids confirmed this. Tammy Roman, who has made it quite clear that he's a deadbeat. She's the erratic individual that is portrayed on The Basketball Wives. Well, she was his first wife, and she says he owes the children about $100,000, right? Maybe more now. Number 3 is Ricky Jackson. Now, nobody probably remembers the 6-time Pro Bowler Ricky Jackson, but Ricky played with the New Orleans Saints for 12 years and was honored in the New Orleans Saints Hall of Fame. Because he has an outstanding child support bill of $130,000 and is one of the top 10 most wanted deadbeats in Louisiana. Can you imagine being the top 10 most wanted deadbeats? Sean Kemp. Sean Kemp wins the runner-up award. He played in the NBA for 14 seasons with the Seattle Sonics, Cleveland Cavaliers, Portland Trail Blazers, and the Orlando Magic. But Sean will be remembered most for his sleeping around. Sean had 7 children with 6 different women, and it has been rumored that there were far more. Kemp also had his confrontations with the law back, like I think in April of 2005, Kemp was arrested in Shoreline, Washington. He was found with cocaine, about 60 grams of marijuana, and a semi-automatic pistol. And number 1 on my list is Travis Henry. Now, remember the days when Travis Henry was putting up huge numbers? You know, everybody had him, you know, in fantasy football team. Well, now he has fathered a football team of his own, having 11 children with 10 different women. Say what you will about Henry, but at least he is consistent. Those stats make him the undisputed king of athletic deadbeat dads. We'll be right back.
Never was a day in his life.
And mama, some bad talk going around town saying that papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
Where he laid his hat
never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son.
Well,
oh,
Now, the subject at hand are deadbeats. Now, moms can be deadbeats, too. Oh, yes, moms can be deadbeats, too. Yeah, I discovered that because I have noticed the increase in children that are in foster care that is running rampant in New York City and across America, and it is sickening and disheartening. Now, a lot of these kids do wind up in foster care because the parent or the mother or the father just may not be able to take care of the child emotionally, mentally, financially. However, single dads are sick and tired of being labeled deadbeats when it comes to paying child support, and data suggests that they have good reason to be upset. The percentage of deadbeat moms is actually higher than that of dads who won't pay, even though mothers are more consistently awarded custody of children by the courts. Now, census figures show only 50% of moms required to pay child support. 385,000 women out of a total of 674,000 give up some or all of the money they owe. That leaves some 289,000 deadbeat mothers out there, a fact that has barely been reported in the media. Now, that compares with 68% of dads who also are, who have to pay up, according to the figures that I have been researching. Now, men who are due child support are also getting tired of deadbeat moms' excuse that they can't pony up the money, and some courts have responded. California lawyer Udine Unique in February of 2002 was denied a passport because she was $30,000 behind in child support. Instead of spending money on visiting her family in Mexico and on business contracts, the appeal court ruled Unique's money should go to her kids. Meanwhile, warrant officers in Southwest Florida earlier this summer dubbed an effort to list the area's top deadbeat moms who owed up to $19,000 in support as Operation Father's Day. Included on the list were Trudy Dana, 43, who owes $19,001, and 29-year-old Mary Mahadi Freya, who owes $16,493. Now, of course, the problem of deadbeat dads remains a serious one. Many more men than women have to pay child support, making the overall number of deadbeat dads much greater. But the statistics show 4.3 million moms out of 6.3 million who are supposed to receive child support actually getting it. That leaves the alarming figure of about 2 million deadbeat dads, putting them more in the media spotlight than deadbeat moms. But men also still pay much more in child support. The Census Bureau released numbers showing fathers paid an average of $3,000 to custodial moms. Women pay little over half that. Moms also get about 60% of what they are owed, whereas dads only get 48%. Not only are the dads paying up more when they don't have custody, but when the court does hand the kids over to the dads, they work more than moms who have custody. Now, while 7% of custodial moms work more than 44 hours a week, 24.5% of single custodial dads work more than 44 hours, and only about half as many custodial dads get government help than moms. Some dads say it's not for a lack of laws that moms are getting away with not paying up. Bill Henry is head of Dads Against Discrimination of West Virginia and a single dad. In 1983, his first ex was ordered by the court to pay $25 a month in child support, which he did not start actually receiving until 1987, even though the state minimum then should have been $75 a month. Henry said dads are often discouraged from pursuing custody battles by attorneys and often don't like to make waves in the system as long as they get to regularly see their child or get complete custody. A lot of men are afraid to ask for child support simply because they think if they're asking for child support, they won't get a chance to get custody. California dad Scott Downing also has experienced child support snafus and said courts continue to give Jazz the short end of the custody stick. The laws are there, but it's the way the courts interpret those laws, he said. Single dad David Wood of North Carolina has similar concerns. He says his frustration is not so much that there's any bias in getting child support, it's just the whole system needs a lot of work. If you don't get aggressive with it, you have to really work to get it if someone doesn't want to play the game and pay up. Now, David Wood, whose ex-wife has had trouble in court, said there are four men he knows of just at his workplace who are currently or are going to be single, dads or are grandparents of kids who had deadbeat moms. It's not the exception anymore, Wood said, adding that before he became a single dad 2 years ago, he would have almost bought into the stereotype that dads are usually the deadbeats. But that philosophy is just 30 to 40 years out of date. But more moms that don't have the kids simply can't afford to pay child support since they are poorer, said Geraldine Jensen, president of the Association for Children for Enforcement of Support. Studies show the average income for non-custodial moms is only $15,000 a year, whereas non-custodial dads average about $40,000 a year. And moms who don't have custody of the kids often remarry and have more kids and often choose to not work. But that's certainly no excuse, Jensen said. It doesn't matter if you're a mom or a dad. You should meet your child support obligations. Now, that is sickening and disgusting, and it's a shame that we have these things to deal with. But unfortunately, this is the way of the world. We have a call. We have some calls on that's been holding. Your call, you're on the air, caller. Hello? Hello, caller? Okay, that person must have hung up. Okay, well, listen, it has been a really informative hour with you, and thank God we didn't have too many technical difficulties. Hopefully you'll be tuning in every week, as I am having such a great time here on blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. Please tune in every Thursday at 6:30 to 7:30, or sometimes even we go 2 or 3 hours, of according on whether or not we have special guests or we're having some type of online educational process. Tonight, we talked about deadbeats, we talked about statistics, and we talked about the family. And the family, most of all, is most important to the child. A child needs both parents. If you can't live harmoniously in the home, live respectful outside of the home. Always spend time with your children, because children need more than just money. They need love. They need to feel you. They need to see you. They need to know that they are important. Until next week.